There was a single person here who I knew would have my back, and that was Merchant. He was, like me, undercover, though he'd been undercover in this particular MC for 2 years. He'd started prospecting with them when they were still in Great Falls, Montana. Merchant, also known as Tyrone Hill, who was actually FBI. When the Aided Aimers had first come on the map, it was due to a couple of unsolved murders that had fingers pointed at a few of the club's members. When Tyrone Hill had come to me at DPD, courtesy of my brother Quaid, who was head of the gang division, I'd been sure that I wouldn't do any more undercover work. But that was before I'd heard there was a possibility that a few missing women and children were thought to be held hostage by the club. I'd agreed to go in and had been in for 6 months now. I missed my family. I wanted this over with. "Yes, sir?" I asked, hoping that he wasn't about to ruin my night. I knew Tyrone didn't like giving me orders. I also knew he was as sickened by what happened in this club as I was. But to bring the club down, we had to pretend that we weren't.
"Wizard wants to see you,"
he looked at me warily. I nodded once and headed for the table in the corner with Wizard, the president of the Aided Aimers and his VP hybrid. "Sir," I said as soon as I came up to their table. He gestured to the seat beside him, and I took it. I wasn't scared of the man beside me. I was scared what he would do to other people if I didn't comply, though.
"Seems like you've been working real hard for the last 6 months,"
Hybrid mused. My brows rose. "I try, yes."
"You know there's one more initiation before you can become a full-blown member, right?"
he asked. I immediately had an uneasy feeling. I'd heard about the final initiation. Pretty much it was the easiest of the tasks that were handed out as you prospected for the club. Sleep with a woman of their choice in the middle of the entire club. However, I'd been hoping I didn't have to do that particular task.
"We didn't have a relationship. Sure, we had some awesome chemistry. However, I wasn't fooling myself into thinking we had more. He hadn't called me once since we'd spent that night together. Nor had he made any indication that he wanted anything more to do with me. But without giving myself time to overthink it, I dressed in jeans, a t-shirt, and my Nike Air Maxes that may or may not have been child-sized, and headed out to my car. It was just after 6 in the evening, and it took me 22 minutes to drive back to the bar. After talking to Shasha the next day after going to the bar, he'd urged me not to go back. That he didn't want me to mess with a police investigation. I'd agreed, because I didn't want to mess with it either, and stayed out of it. But that was before the tickets popped up in my email. Truthfully, it would make more sense to ask Garrett. He was pretty friendly with me. At work, my job was a dispatcher for DPD. I'd really gotten to know him, as well as the rest of his family. Though, one Carter still remained elusive to me. Gable was the only one out of the entire family that I didn't see. Since dispatch was in a different building from the PD, it wasn't often that I saw them. But they still stopped by to say hi. You tended to make friends with the men and women you talked to day in and day out. They also stopped by to bring treats to thank us. I guess I should have expected to not hear from or see Gable, though. I mean, he was undercover and had been for months. He was undercover more than any cop I'd ever known. He'd been in 2 such stints since I'd known him. And from what the Carter family had shared in my presence, Gable stayed fairly hidden in case he was needed to go undercover again. My car puttered into the parking lot, and I quickly took a look around to see if I could spot Gable's bike. I couldn't believe I was back at the bar, but it was the only way I knew I could get a hold of him. It took a lot of courage for me to ask him. I mean, we'd had sex 2 times. Sure, it'd been in a single day, but on his way out, he had said if I needed anything to just get in touch with him. This counted, right?